It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Buscelli has a special guest chef this week. It's Justin from Fresh from Florida, and they've got a Florida favorite.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in a Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community, and I'm here with Chef Justin from Fresh from Florida. With all of this amazing fresh produce and food, what are we cooking today?
That's right, Angie. I'm really excited to be here and so excited to meet you and get to work with the Jags organization and in this wonderful model home. And of course, with great natural gas to cook on. It's amazing. So we brought some wonderful things today from Fresh from Florida.
Did you ever?
Yes, we did.
Gorgeous.
Have these wonderful East Coast shrimp here. They're just beautiful white little shrimp, perfect for our dish. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little saute on these with a little garlic and a little butter. We're going to serve them over some grilled, roasted garlic bread, and it's going to be a phenomenal treat, maybe like an appetizer or something you could do out tailgating as well, so a lot of fun.
Well, show us how it's done.
All right, let's get started. So I have my big saute pan over here.
Yes.
And it's on medium-high heat.
Okay.
So let's go ahead. Yep.
Need some grease.
We're going to go with our butter. Get in there.
Garlic?
Yep, let's go in with the garlic.
Bring it on.
Nice hot pan, which is good.
Yum.
And then we're gonna go ahead and add our Florida shrimp. So we're gonna go ahead and get these in. A little
voila.
Bit of splatter.
What do you say when it does that?
Well, I like voila. This is the perfect one. I'm just gonna give this a quick flip.
Okay.
And now.
Don't try that at home.
Yeah. Or try it with a little practice at home. Yes. Now we're gonna go ahead and add a little bit of our herbs, a little bit of fresh oregano. And if you don't like basil and oregano, hey, use rosemary. Use what you like, use what you have.
You're right on target
here. A little bit of parsley. I'm just gonna roll these up a little bit.
This is what I like to see. I love using fresh herbs, but sometimes I make it more difficult. This is easy.
Yeah, this is real easy. Don't try this at home either. Make sure you always have your
I'd be minus some fingers right
I'm
about now.
Off just a little bit now. These are almost done cooking here.
This is his part for sure.
And then we're gonna finish this up with just a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. It's just gonna give another little level of flavor. We're gonna squeeze in a little fresh lemon juice.
Oh yeah, you've got that trick down too.
Absolutely. Just using my hand to catch the seeds.
My sieve.
Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna bring over our wonderful garlic bread here that I did a little garlic and butter. And
you just
some
did
more
this on the grill,
herbs,
right?
And I did it right on the grill. Yeah, it's going to give it a great smoky flavor, which
that
is phenomenal.
Amazing.
Give this one last stir. And then we're going to bring these over. So basically, we're just going to pile these on.
Oh my gosh.
These are peel-and-y and yummy, ready to go. They've already been split a little bit.
So did people just fight over this?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, you got to... Might have to have a bouncer or something.
Portion
when you,
control
when
here.
You pull
yes.
this one out. And there we have it, our beautiful.
Very fresh from Florida.
Florida shrimp. That's right. Fresh, yummy, and it smells delicious.
For the shrimp recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.